From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David DeForest reporting. Islamic State extremists claimed responsibility Tuesday for the truck attack in Berlin that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens more at a crowded Christmas market in the German capital. German police have released the suspect from the terrorist attack Monday. Chief Federal Prosecutor's Office says it released the man, a Pakistani national, because it did not have enough evidence to charge him with a crime. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. The French news agency quotes Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, as saying the two leaders spoke by phone Monday. Russian President Vladimir Putin demanded to know who directed the killer's hand and asked Turkey to step up security at Russian diplomatic posts. The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey say the evacuation of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's foreign minister said more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Meeting in Moscow, the foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran drafted a proposal that Russia said amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire in Syria and potentially an end to the civil war. China on Tuesday returned an underwater U.S. drone it seized last week in the international waters of the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the transfer took place in the same area where China picked up the drone. The drone measures water salinity and temperature gradients. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump is believed to be considering Jovita Carranza for U.S. Trade Representative. Carranza worked in President George W. Bush's administration as Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration. Trump planned to meet with Carranza Tuesday. He also planned to meet with businessman Luis Quinones, who is said to be under consideration for Veterans Affairs Secretary. A Trump transition team spokesman said Tuesday that the nominee for Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, will be in charge of U.S. trade policies. Also, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rejecting calls for a special Senate investigative committee to look into possible interference in U.S. elections by Russia and other countries. The top human rights official at the United Nations Tuesday called for an investigation of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte after Mr. Duterte claimed he personally killed several alleged criminals. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zaid Raad Al-Hussein called on Philippine authorities to launch a murder investigation. Rupert Colville is a spokesman.
President Duterte told business leaders at the presidential palace on the 14th of December that he had patrolled the streets personally on his motorcycle and killed people. Then, in an interview with the BBC last Friday, he confirmed he had personally killed about 3 people during his term as mayor.
Zaid Raad Al-Hussein said it is unthinkable for any judicial system not to launch investigative and judicial proceedings when someone openly admits to being a killer. UN human rights officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 20 people have been killed since Monday in violence between protesters and security forces. Protesters object to President Joseph Kabila's remaining in office after the end of his term. William Close has more.
Sporadic running battles continued through Tuesday, and local media have reported that an office building belonging to Kabila's political party and a police headquarters were set on fire. José María Arenas, the director of the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the DRC, told Reuters that his team is reviewing reports that 20 civilians have been killed in confrontations with security forces. Arenas told VOA that military police had denied his staff access to the University of Kinshasa, where clashes have taken place, and threatened them. VOA visited opposition areas and saw evidence of the street battles. William Clowes, Kinshasa.
4 policemen were killed in battles with Islamist militants raiding a village in southern Jordan. 11 people were wounded in the violence Tuesday. Early reports did not specify how many assailants were killed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.